Okay, we begin the next parak on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Parak Hitziulay. And as we have seen, we are going, there's a logic in the progression of the Masechta. We're going from Shivas Yamim Lifnei Yom Kippurim straight through the day. So now it says Hitziulay es Kaf Vesamachta. So they take out two of the Kohen Gadol, the Kaf and the Machta. Rashi says they take out from the Lishkas HaKelim, from the chamber where the kelim are stored, the kaf and the machta. So we will see exactly what this is for. Chafan maloy chafnav. He takes two handfuls worth of keteris. V'nasan latecha kaf. Hagadol lefi gadloy v'hakaten lefi katane. So he takes maloy chafnav, two handfuls worth of keteris. He places it inside the kaf, some type of a keli, and there's no fixed shear, depending on the size of his hands. Hagadol lefi gadloy v'hakaten lefi katnoy. And the Mishnah says v'kach hois midasa, that was its midah. As she says, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. What is it adding by saying v'kach hois midasa, that was its midah? Natal es hamachta b'yaminoy v'es hakaf b'smoyloy. So he will take the machta, which has got coals. As we said, the coals come from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. He's going to take that in his right hand. And he's going to take the kaf filled with k'teris. So he's taken two handfuls worth of k'teris. He's placed it in the kaf. And he's now transporting that kaf with his left hand into Lefnai V'Lefnim. And we'll see later on in the Gemara the big question which many of the Mefarshim deal with, and that is, how is it possible that we allow the transportation of the calf to be with his left hand? Surely any time Avodah is done, Avodah must be done b'yamin, and if Avodah is done b'smoil, that passes the Avodah, so we will have to see how that works.
What's got coals.
Coals is the hechsher. Coals, you're just bringing the coals in for the sake of placing them down, and then you will go ahead and you will do the avodah of the keteris. But it's avodah sakteris, and they explain that the transportation of the coals, surely that is a hechsher vis-a-vis.
So it should be the opposite.
And we're going to see, because of seemingly what seems to be kind of practical, somewhat peripheral zaitika reasons, because the coals are heavier or they're hot and so on. Okay, that's nice, but maybe if you'd have a very strong kohen who's able to do it, you should be able to have the coals in your left and then the keteris in your right. So that is something which needs a beer. We'll have to see. But didn't we already speak about machta before? He took the machta and he goes up to the top of the mizbeach, and he kind of moves the machta inside and he takes from the mukolis, from the ones which are properly burnt. So what does it mean that we're taking out a machta? I thought we've already learned previously that he took the machta. Over there, the reference is to the machta of gechalim. So here, there is a machta's worth of keteris. So he's got like a little shovel's full worth of keteris. Rashi says, lachpoin mitecha. So he's got a little shovel's worth of keteris. He sticks his two hands inside that machta, and he's going to lift up. He's going to do chafina, as we're going to see this, we're going to see later on, not next week, we'll see about the actual avodah of chafina and how it was done, and it's considered to be from the most difficult avodah of the mikdash. So the machta which is being taken out from the lishkas hakelim is the machta with which the keteris will be placed inside.
First he's going to take the machta and put it into the
right, now they're going to take out the keteris from the base of tinus. That's where the keteris was. It's going to go into the machta. Then he's going to take his hands and stick his hands into the machta, and that's going to go now on a machta. He's going to carry the machta in lefnai v'lefnim, and that we're saying he's carrying in his left hand.
He's going to carry the machta with keteris and keteris in his hands.
No.
Where will he do this?
He's going to do the outside. He's going to do the chafina outside. He's going to place the two handfuls worth of keteris into a machta. He's going to carry that in with his left hand and the coals in his right hand, and then he's going to go inside. And as we mentioned, that's part of the difficulty as to why the keteris is in his left as opposed to his right.
Was that the merakha that we talked about before, the specialized merakha?
Yeah, this is the special melach of chafina, which the Gemara says later on in Daf Nun Tes about the difficulties of how it's done, and once he gets inside, we'll see that later on. So one more time. We said, what do you mean they're being moitzi, the machta? Ha'tanalei, not was the machta, v'al rejim izbech, v'chayta v'yered nein, ha'sa machta de gechala, and that's referring to the machta of the coals, which, yes, we've already mentioned that before, but here we're discussing a machta. And for the sake of Kateris, the Tanya, Hitziu Lai S. Kaf Reikon, Milishkas Hakalim, O Machta Gedush Shal Kateris, Milishkas Beisatinus. So they would take out the Machta, a full heaped worth of Kateris from the Lishkas Beisatinus. As we learned, that's where they were the ones responsible for the production of the Kateris. And that is the discussion over here. Now we said Chafan Maloy Chafna Venesan Latecha Kaf Agadol. No, even Venesan Latecha Kaf. He does a Chafina, and he places it in the Kaf. Agadol Vigadlei Akaten Lafi Katanei the Kaf Haisa Midasa. So says the Gemara Kaf Biyemaki Purim Lamali. Why does he need to take his two handfuls worth of Kateris and then subsequently place it in a Kaf? Why not just go straight into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, do your scoop up the thing and kind of take it inside? That is the Gemara's kasha. Chaf malei chafna v'nei zantecha kaf agadol v'gadloi kaf b'yem kippum lamalei malei chafna v'hi v'yam rachmana. Just go in like that. Says the Gemara Mishum delay afsha. Now, practically, it's going to be impossible. What's he supposed to do? Meaning, if he goes in with both of his hands occupied, busy with two handfuls worth of keteris. Now he needs to bring in a pan's worth of coals also. So how practically can this be achieved? Says the Gemara Mishum, it's layasha. They have inevit. Nayel vahada nayel. So he should go in once and then go in a second time. One time with the keteris. One time with the gechalim. Nayel vahada nayel. Hava achas amrachman. Avalishte havais. It says he's supposed to go in once, as opposed to a second time. Rashi says, Hava achas amrachmana, three lines down, b'gecholim u'b'kteris. V'lishti havais. K'dachsiv alakach akayin malay amach tegach v'yesh mal mizbech u'malay chafnav. V'hevi mibayis l'pareiches. Mibayis l'pareiches. He's supposed to come in once with both of them. So he cannot make two trips. Because there's a cost of one trip, one time only. Nishkalay l'kteris b'chayfnav. So perhaps you'll say, okay, so he'll place the keteris in his hands, v'nachte l'machta, and he will place the machta, the Bach says, v'nachte l'machta de gecholim ilavei, so he will kind of balance the machta's worth of coals on top of the keteris, v'la'ayo, which would be quite a feat, piping out coals on top of his hands, but, you know, maybe it could be done in such a way. The lail, so okay, fine, but let's think this through till the end. What's he going to do when he actually arrives? Kimati hasam, when he actually arrives, heichi levet. What's he going to do? I mean, remember, he's got the keteris underneath, and he's got the coals on top. He needs to put the coals down, and he needs to put the keteris on top. And he's got the coals on top of his hands. So what is he supposed to do? Kimati hasam heichi levet. Nishkalei b'shineha. Maybe he should kind of, with his mouth, he should grab the machta and place it down, and then he'll be able to place the keteris on top. Maybe he should do something like that. Hashto. Livne melech boss of Adam, ein eisen kein, livne melech malchi amlocha makadosh baruch, alachas kama v'chama. That would be an inappropriate way of doing this particular avodah. Hilkach loy efshem. Therefore, it's layasha. Therefore, that's the reason why, just for, for practical and halachic considerations, the re he has to he, after doing the chafina, he subsequently places it in a keli, and then he's got two hands. One he'll, with one he'll bring in the keteris, with one he'll bring in the gechalim. And being that he does that, this is what he does. Just like we find by the nesiim, Rashi says kaf achas malea keteris, that they bring keteris in a kaf, and therefore this is the way that it's done. Now we said notal es hamachta biyamin. The coals, which really is kind of the hechsher for the actual mitzvah, is in his right hand, and the calf, which actually contains the keteris, is in his left. Shrag the Gemara, Yitziva Ba'ara, the Giura B'Shmei Shmaya, what the native is down in the land, and the stranger is up in Shemayim, meaning the less chashuv is in the right hand, and the more chashuv is in the left hand. How does that work? That doesn't make sense. So we say zu maruba vizu muetis. Rashi says maruba ukveda likach tzricha yamin. Well, because the gecholim is heavy, and because the kteris is not heavy, therefore the heavier one goes with the right hand side. Zu maruba vizu muetis. And even in a situation where you have a kohen with very large hands, we said there's no fixed shear as such, it just depends on the size of the palms of his hands. So we say, and even if you will go and say that they're the same size, so our girsa is Zuchama v'tzutzenenes. We'll see the Rambam did have this girsa. But another reason why we should say that the gechalim go in his right hand is because it's hot, whereas the keteris is cold. The Bach takes out the Zuchama v'tzu muetis, and he says it's mashma from Rashi that he didn't have this girsa. So according to the girsa of Fanani, we're saying, well, there's a couple of reasons why the gecholim is in his right. Number one, it's heavier. Number two, because of the heat. And therefore, that is what is done. Well, the stronger hand, which is going to be more agile, is going to be able to handle the heat. If you've got a weaker hand and you're holding something which is hot, it's that much more difficult for a person. So there's a Rambam over here in Perek Dalad of Avodas Yom Kippurim. Halacha Aleph is quite a lengthy halacha where he begins Seder Kalamasim Shabim Zeh Kahu, and he starts with Chatzis Laila with Trumas Hadesh and goes through the whole thing. Lengthy Rambam. Halacha Aleph says the Rambam like this in the middle. He says Kvar Biyarnu Shahalacha Bismoil Piseles Bedam Kachim Ubishar Avodas. I've explained. We've already learned that Halacha Bismoil Pasles by Dam Kachim Ubishar Avodas. Levikach. Therefore, haya min adin sheyelech hamachta b'smoylai, the kafakter is b'yaminoi. That would have been correct. Avul mipnei kovid hamachta, v'oid shehi chama, eine yachal l'sevla b'smoylai ad ha'orein. It's too difficult for a person to be able to to carry the machta of coals in his left hand all the way up, l'fnai v'lefnim ad ha'orein. Lefikach, therefore, neitzel hamachta b'yaminoi, v'kafakteris b'smoiloi. O mahalach v'heichal ad shehu magia l'kodesh ha-kadoshim, and so on. So that is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, really, it shouldn't be this way, but because of these practical considerations, we have no choice. Says the Kesef Mishnah over here, he quotes our Gemara, v'kashali. Okay, these are considerations. So get a big, strong kohen who has a powerful left hand. Not that he's a lefty, because we know that a kohen cannot be a lefty. But get someone, again, we're speaking about a kohen gadol over here, but we're speaking about a kohen gadol. But, maybe we should try and look around for someone who is strong. I mean, one of the, he's got to have all different types of conditions and traits and milers. He's got to be a good-looking person. He's got to be wealthy. So we'll get someone who's strong. Or maybe the Kohen Gadol should work out, for a couple of years beforehand. I don't know. Al-Kavana, this is the Kashi which the Kesef Mishnah asks, and the Mari Kurkis, and the Radvaz, and everyone. And he says the following. So one answer which he gives and others give is that maybe it's only psul derabanan. Once it's psul derabanan, so then heimamra veheimamra, we can always get out of it that they have the discretion and they can choose if and when this applies. Inami says the case of Mishnah. Avol gav de halacha b'smoil b'dam pasla midyuraisa mishum de yafshur shalei behilach b'kteris lei pasla. Ubahachi achshur rachmana. He's saying yes. Halacha b'smoil normal pasles midyuraisa. Usually it does pasle, but here we will have to say that this is gzeiras hakosev. Doesn't tell us exactly where this gzeiras hakosev is. But halacha was over pasul mishum the ef shishle behalach v'kteres lo pasul b'achi achshur rachmana. Others say the Radvan says that maybe the Chachamim says a massive chiddush. The Gemara says in Ha'isha Rabbah, you know, the famous discussion about Eidus Isha. If the Mishnah over there in the beginning of the tenth parak of Yevamos speaks about various individuals who are usually not believed to be meyit. But the Gabi Eidus Isha, in order to matter a woman, she should not remain in Naguna for the rest of her life. They matted all different types of Eidus. And the question is how? And the Gemara says, Mitech Chumra Sheikh Martaleb Seif, Kaltaleb Tchila, and so on. Al Kaponim, Tesis says that there is an opinion which says, Yesh Kayach Biat Chachamim Lakar Dover Minatero, Bekum Vaasei, if they choose. Obviously, they don't do this in a regular basis. We know they have a kerch to be oker davening to b'shev al tasa. They do that all the time, shofar, lulav, and the like. But even to be oker davening to the kumma say, there is a day which says they have the ability to do so. That is something which the Radvaz also says. Well, come on, those are the two answers of the Kesa Mishnah. The Marikurkas over here also asks the question. Number one, in explaining it, he gives an answer and he says, V'yesh l'mdachi kama kevan sh'yesh kehanim sh'yech sh'yelich ha'machta b'smoil. Being that there are kehanim who simply don't have the strength to do so, l'stibas kavda v'hakosav omar b'feirish sh'hakol b'havo achas se'al karchach b'hachi ach sh'rachmona. So he's kind of touching it into that posik of one havo and not two havois. And therefore, it must be that that's actually what the Torah is sanctioning and is allowing. Al korchach b'achi achshirach mana ki ein anu tzrichim levakish koyin shiyuchal hachnes hamachta b'smoil. We don't need to do this suggestion of finding someone who is a very strong koyin and so on. We don't need to do that. So in gain kolikan m'shavim ubezeh hichshir akosiv smoil and so on. The next thing which the Marikurka says, also very interesting, V'oid, another answer, we haven't seen this, V'oid hay efshel taritz, the halachas kaf, eina ikra voida, v'dam yala halachas eivarim l'mizbeach, shekosha b'smoil. So bringing the eivarim to the mizbeach, that is not considered to be an ikra voida, and therefore in a chanami, that can be done b'smoil. That is Al Kaponim, that is the Rambam. Again, the Rambam says, Haya min hadin shiyelech hamachta b'smoiloi, but because of these considerations, nevertheless, it's done the opposite way around. That is what the Rambam says to explain this Gemara.
Well, unfortunately, you would have expected us to be told that when he could put it in the right hand, the guitarist could put it in the right hand. When he couldn't, he put it in the left hand. But the fact that, that always, it was always the case.
The question is that, why, in a situation where you have a Kohen who is strong and agile and he is able to carry the mouth in his left hand, surely perhaps that should be a mile and he should do so if he's able to do so. And you're right, it kind of depends on these answers. The answer which we gave of B'hachi Achshir Rachmana is, in a sense, a better answer. It's a better answer because it's saying that, being that Alpi Roiv, it's difficult to do, if not impossible, we have to say that this is actually what the Torah said one should do. The other answer of Hey Mamru, so you might say, but even according to that answer, we know that the Chazal like to kind of keep their takonis uniform, and it could be they would say that being the Alpi Roiv, most people not able to do so, even the one person who can, you know, in order not to differentiate. We also find that concept in Takanas Chacham.
Which way around it are we going? Are we going in the coals and the ketores?
So we're saying that the coals are in the right hand and the ketores is in the left hand.
On top of which?
Oh, well, the ketores goes on top of the coals. Yeah, there
is in the right hand.
I'm sorry?
Ketores is in the left hand.
Ketores is in the left hand. Yeah. So he's got the coals in the he's got the coals on the right, ketores on the left. He comes in, he puts the coals down, he puts the ketores on top.
You have to lift up then. If the
Okay, let's see a little bit further. So we say like this. Amru Alav, so we mentioned that even in a situation where you've got someone with large hands, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, nevertheless, this is what we do. Amru Alav, Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, Shahaya Chayfin Arbas Kabin B'Malei Chafnov. So the amount of Keteris which came up in his palms was 4 calves worth. For Amru, Kal of Amahi and Vayman used to say, Kal Anashim Zardu. The Zerud Ima Alalagag, meaning he said that all of, you know, most women, most mothers, you know, the food which they prepare and they give their children, is, you know, is fine, is normal, is decent. But the one which my mother prepared for me, Alalagag, Gavra Al Kulan, meaning as if to say, you know, why am I big and strong? Because of the Zerud, some say it's like a grain or like an oatmeal of sorts, which my mother prepared, and that made me strong. So the Gemara is going to give this. The Gemara is going to say this now. Ikad Armi Ba'arson. Some say it's referring to arson, which is some type of a grain, a cereal of sorts. Rashi says Hay Zered Ba'arson Ka'amar VeYafu LaChayla, and so on. So his mother's arson was something very strong and good and potent, and that's what made me big and strong. Look at the rabbi by Yenison, Amar rabbi by Yenison, Amar bichil arson yafal lachayla. It is medicinal. It gives a person strength. Ve'ikud amri b'shich v'zera. And some say it is b'shich v'zera. If you look at the Rashi towards the middle of the page, ikud amri b'shich v'zera ka'amar she'en yitzir savlad mikol atipa. That the conception of a child is not from the entire tipa, elamin habeiro shabbat, from the choicest, and zered lashon chavili zradim, polemer birur tipa shakol te'imi hazered gadol va'alagag, meaning it was the best, it was the creme de la creme, it was the choicest, and it's because of that, that's the reason why in my conception, in my genes, I am very strong. Ugud Rabbi Avayu, the Rabbi Avayu Rami Ksiv, Tazreini Chayel Emelchama, Ksiv Hamazreini with an Aleph Chayel Emelchama. So is it with an Aleph? Is it without an Aleph? Rashi says Tazreini without an Aleph is Lashon Zeris Agurin, meaning Mevaris Atipa, like to sift. So Amar David of Ner Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam, Ziristani Vizirastani. So you kind of made me the you sifted and you made me the most mazuris. That's what David is saying. So that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis is saying that I'm very strong, either because of what I was fed or because of how I was conceived, and so on. Umru alav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis pam achas siper dvarim im aravi echad b'shuk. Now here's a very interesting story. Says Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, one time I was speaking with an aravi in the shuk. Rashi says, when was this? Rashi, in the middle of the page, Parachas, Yom Kippurim Haya. So one time on Yom Kippur, I was speaking with an Aravi B'Shuk, which is quite interesting, which means the middle of Yom Kippur, right? He went out to the Shuk. Just to mention, you know, because the Mashah actually does say, he does ask this question, Birushalmi, Erev Yom Kippurim Havo, the Eine Nira Shahalach Ken Gadol B'Shuk B'Yom Kippurim. So is Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second. Let's just see the story first. So he says, one time I was speaking with an Aravi B'Shuk, V'nitza tzinera mipiv al begodav, and a little bit of his saliva came onto my clothing, and so he became Tommy. V'nichnes Yeshevav Achiv, and Yeshevav, who was Rabbi Shmuel's brother, he continued the Avodah. Right, the nachas for his mother Kimchis, and then she saw, you know, my two sons kahanim gedelim on the same day, incredible nachas which she saw.
So
he was a stand-in. Yeah, he was a stand-in. Yeah. Let's just see one more story first. Veshuv amru lav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis.
Say again.
Oh, so yeah, we're going to come back to this. There's going to be problems with the mashal. We'll come back to this in a second. I'm sorry.
Was the kohen allowed to go out? Well, even
if he wasn't allowed to, he became tamei because it went on his clothing. So not only did the clothing become tamei, but he became tamei.
I don't know if we
see in Issa, the Mashal doesn't say that it's also to go. He just says it's not Mesaber. It's not there was no Issa as such, but it wasn't Mesaber. We'll come back to this in a minute. Let's just see the second Maisa. On the show of Amr Allah Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis Pamachas Yatsa, the Sipur im Adin Echad Bashok. He went and he spoke to a particular Adin, Venitzad Siner Mipiv Al Begodov. And again, this particular Adin, some saliva came and reached his clothing, went on his clothing. Venichnas Yosef Achiv, Vishimish Taftov. Another one of his brothers served as the Kohen Gadol for the duration of Yom Kippur. Baros Eimen Shnei Kahanim Gedolim B'Yom Echad. And again, Kimchis had tremendous nachas that she saw. Another one of her sons. Just to mention a couple of points. Number one, on this gemara, the Mashal says, "Mitoch hasugya muchach de al kolponim shnei yom kippurim hayakein gadol." However you slice it, this Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis seemingly was doing the avodas yom kippurim twice, two yom kippurims. Frag the Mashal. Ulael beperikama the choshev dalad kehanim bebayis sheni sheshimshu zman ma v'chol shar kehanim lehaitzi kolechad es shnosai. Remember we said the kehanim gedolim in the tkuf of the bayis sheni, most of them, right, the overwhelming majority, with the exception of four, did not live out the year, and it reckons who the four were, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis is not mentioned over there, frankly, the Mashal. The Tzarech Lomar, the Rebbe Yishmael ben Kimchis, the Hacha, is none other than Ainu Yishmael ben Pabi, Shenizkalel. Right? It's Yishmael ben Pabi, and Anizkalel, Bedal Kahanim, Vale'el, Karesi al Shem Aviv ben Pabi, Vahacha al Shem Imoi ben Kimchis, Mishum de Boila Suki Mulsa, the Imoi Shazachsel Azayan Bonim, Shiyu Kanam Gadalim, as we're going to say in a minute. We're going to speak about the Mila of Kimchis. And in what merit did she have such illustrious children and so on? So it mentions Kimchis, but one is referring to the mother, and one is referring to the father. The Maritz Chis over here says the following. He quotes the Mashal, and so on. So says the Maritz Chis like this, V'hinei Devarav Temuim. Dim Erev Yom Kippur Mahaya Maisa Madua Litovel Atznoi. Okay, Erev Yom Kippur. This is not a Tuma Hamura as such, which requires any long duration of time to be Matire, and therefore you should do what you should do. He says, I looked in the Yerushalmi over there. It says, he was Niska Shiyotze Ladabri Mamelech Arov Yom Kippurim. Benitze Tzinura. So he's saying it's not Arve, it was like a Melech Arov on Yom Kippur, right? It took place on Yom Kippur to a Melech Arov and so on. That's the way he wants to learn. Al Kaponim, this. Say again?
So it was in the Azor, it wasn't the Shuk.
No, it was in the Shuk. But he went to speak to a Melech Arov, as in from that place, from Arabia, and that's what happened. Al Kaponim, this was the Maisa with Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan Shiva Banim Hayu La LeKimchis V'Chulan Shimshu B'Kuna Gedola. All of them ended up serving B'Kuna Gedola. Amru La Chachamim, what's your secret? What is your secret? What is your secret? So, ma'asis shezachis lekach amra lahem yomai liro kirisbesi kilei sari. So she responded and she said, never was there a time that the walls of my house saw my hair. Like the Mefarshim explain, at a time when it was possible for me to cover my hair. Doesn't mean that you never showered, and so on. She didn't shower under a tichel, and so on. But whenever it was physically possible to cover my hair, that's what she did. And obviously this is a tremendous chumrah, it's not the ikra din, and this is something which the Paiske mentioned when discussing the obligation as to whether or not it is or is not obligatory for a woman to cover her hair. I mean, the Gemara says there's no formal obligation for a woman to cover her hair in her house in Kainle Hinachta Basla Ramavinu, the Gemara says. Elamaya, it's a maila and kimches and so on, it's a skula, all these types of things. Fine. So that's what we said. She said, Amr Laham, Yamale Ro, Kiris basically said, Amrullah, Harbi Asukain, Vulayoyulu. Okay, but many people were makbid on that hair covering, and they weren't zeicha to that. Okay, not sure exactly what that response is supposed to mean, meaning surely there must have been something else, because there's many women who did that, and they didn't merit. Tan Rabbanan, Bekumsei. Now it says in reference to the Karban Mincha, it says Bekumsei. It says Bekumsei Shlo Yase Mida Lekemitz. Rashi says over here, just a little bit past the middle of the page, Veherim Mimenu Bekumsei. Veloishi Yase Kli Lemidas Kumsei Veyimded by Kemitz Mina Mincha. It says take your three middle fingers and be kaimetz it. Don't make any type of formal measurement. So you boil the mao shiyasa mida lechafina. Okay, that's by a carbon mincha. What about when you're sticking your hand into the flour? What about if you're sticking your hands into the k'teres? Mao shiyasa mida lechafina. Halsam udechsev bekumtsoi. There it mentions bekumtsoi. Aval hacha deleksev bechafnav, ela meloy chafnav. It's got to be full. Meloy chafnav kateris samim daka. Aloy, maybe there's no kpeda in measurement. Idom yalef meloy meloy mikumtsay. Just like over there, there's a kpeda that it should not be done with a measurement, with a medida. So it's over here, Rashi says yalef meloy dechsev karach. Rina the comments misham meloy kumtsay malalan bekumtsay yikmeitz veloy bemida afkan mechafnav also veloy bemida. So that is the shaila toshma v'kachayis midasa. It says in the Mishnah these three extra words, which we weren't sure what they were coming to do. V'kachayis midasa my lav sheimrotza lasis mida oisa. Does it not mean to say this is its midah, this is its measurement? Is not coming to say that if you want to do a measurement, you may do so. Says the Gemara, Loi, Achikamra v'kach haya chayzer v'chayfna lifnim. It just means to say you would do a subsequent chafina lifnim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says about 8 lines at the bottom, 5-10 lines at the bottom, Loi, Achikamra v'kach haya chayzer v'chayfna lifnim, ma'ara oysa l'teich chafnav. Min hakaf, v'neisna alagehalim shibamachtor. So he would do another hafina once he was lefnai v'lefnim, because he carried it in a pan, and then he's going to do a subsequent hafina when he is inside. That's what it means.
You have to wriggle it into his hands, because you can't take from one hand and put it to the other, because it's 2 hands worth.
Say again?
You won't be able to fill it by pouring from one.
Right, unless he sticks his hands inside.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to see. Yeah, the Gemara is going to speak on that. Mem test exactly how that was done, and that was part of the difficulty, from what I recall.
It's not covered to put it on from his hands.
It's got to be from his hands, specifically, yeah. Yeah, so we said that, like, so can we infer, and this is going to be discussed on Daf Mem Tes that this is what was done, there was a second chafina inside. So, and if so, if we can infer that there was a second chafina, why does the Gemara not bring that as a raya when discussing it? Says the Gemara, Dilma Shim Rot Salah says, Mida Oysa, maybe it just means to say if he wants to make a measurement, he can. Ina Mishla Yachsar Vishla Yoysa. If you look at Rashi over here, Dilma Shim Rot Saklema Loyha Valeha Tifshit Mina, we cannot necessarily prove either way. We can be matri either way. Nami hachika amar kach aysam midasa malei chafnav mitzum tzamim. Maybe it just means to say that it was mitzum tzam. It doesn't need to be. It should not be any more. It should not be any more than malei chafnav. If there was something else sticking out, then that needs to be removed. So you don't necessarily have a raya. And as we'll see later on in Memtas, we'll have a little bit more clarity as to exactly what was done once he went inside. Tanrabanu Malay Kumtsai. It says, again, in reference to a regular Karban Mincha, it says Malay Kumtsai. What does it say? The Pasuk says, Vevia El Bnei Aaron Akenem Vekomats Mishama Malay Kumtsai Misalta Umishamna Al Kol Levenasa. So it says, Malay Kumtsai Yacho Mevairats. I might think that it can be Mevairats. So Rashi says that means mevatspitzin mikol tzad. It can be kind of spilling out. Remember, we said he's got his three fingers, so maybe it can kind of be coming, spilling out and a little bit overflowing. So yachol mevaretz tamalema bikum tzoya. Now it's got to be bikum tzoya, ibikum tzoya yachol afilu barashi etzpa isov. Maybe it's sufficient that he just takes, you know, does a very small kmitza with just like the tips of his fingers as opposed to like three going all the way down his palm and so on. So Rashi says, last Rashi, Iba kum tse daikine and yahu barashi at space of yikmets mat. Right, but he doesn't, it's sufficient to do a very small kmitza. Tamalim Malay Kumtsai Kitakamsi and she Hakate said Khaife Shalish at Spaisa Vapisas Yadeva Kaimitz. He does three full fingers over the palm of his hand. Agav, there is a discussion. How do we know three? Why not four? Why can he do a kemitz with four fingers? How do we know three? That's another discussion. Shalish at Spaisa Vapisas Yadeva Kaimitz. Uba Machvas Uba Machashes. Meichik v'goydloi milamala ube etzpa'oi katana milamata v'zuya v'yde kashish v'mikdash. Now, if it was a karba mincha, which was a mincha's machras and macheshes, where there it was fried before the kemach was metugun, Rashi says shu mini tigun she'en afuyoi, so it was baked before, and then they would kind of crush it up. V'kasha k'mitzasan milieis mivuretzes. You know, you've got kind of harder pieces. If it's nice, soft flour, it's much easier to kind of make sure you've just got a nice, neat flour within the three fingers. But if you've got hard, brittle stuff, it's that much more difficult. The kashuk mitzas and milieis muvoret says, yeis mikmitzis minchas soles, shebirut seha neflin me'eleyen. The flour, the leftover flour just kind of falls away. Tzarech lieis mechik begoidloi. Beirutz in Shalmala, Be'etzbei Katana, Beirutz in Shalmata, so you need to kind of use your thumb and your pinky and so on, and this was quite difficult. Says the Gemara, Zuhi, Vesulei, what this was the most difficult, is that true? V'ha'ika Malika, V'ika Chafina. Elsewhere we speak about how Malika was very difficult, you know, holding the bird and then kind of positioning your thumb in the exact location to be able to successfully pierce the back of the neck, and so on. And like we're going to see in that Mem test, the chafina was also quite tricky. This was amongst the more difficult ones. If you would have a minchas machlis macheshes, that was a difficult, because the flour was brittle, and so on. Close the Gemara, fascinating shayla, with a fascinating answer. Am Rabbi Yechon, boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uza. Bein Avinayim Shomalei Kumtsai Mahu. What is the din in a regular Karban Mincha? So what we've said, he takes his three middle fingers and he does a kmitza. Now, very often what's going to happen is there's going to be flour between his fingers.
between is he's using fingers 2, 3, and 4. So between 2 to 3 and 3 to 4, there's going to be flour between the fingers. What type of a din is the flour between his fingers? Is that considered to be part of the komitz, which he has to be maktir? Is that considered to be from the shirayim? Is it something different? What is it? We'll see in a second. And exactly what type of where exactly the flour is. Just one more second. Let's see. So I'm Rabbi Yehman Poy, Rabbi Shir Ben Uza, Bein Abinayim Shom Malay Kum Tzei Mao. So the Gemara first explains a bit more. Amr Papa, the Gavoy Leti Boylach Devade Kemetsu, the Barei Leti Boylach Devade Shirayim Uki, the Boylach Debeini Beini Mai. Meaning, if there's flour, so going back to your question, if there's flour which is in the section of his fingers, which kind of faces and looks down and in theory would be visible, you know, if you had a little camera on the palm of the finger, you'd be able to see the flour, you know, which is kind of lower down. That we're not discussing. That for sure is shayach to the actual ikra komitz. So too, the flour which is on the outer side, which if you look down, you can see the flour looking down at his fingers, that also is not going to be part of the komitz. Our question is really the stuff which is really stuck between the fingers on either side, and it's not visible from above, it's not visible from down below. That is the shayla of the Gemara. Kiti boilach de beini beini mai. Says the Gemara, what's the answer? What is the answer? Am Rabbi Yechanan hader pashta. He went back and was patient. Hader pashta Rabbi Yeshua uzo beina binayim safik ninu. What was the pshitus? It's a safik. But that was the question. The question is, what is it? Is it part of the komitz? Is it part of the shirayim? And he says, he went back and he was poshut, that it's a safik. Says Tesis, lo yodana maika omar, hadar pashta. What do you mean? Hami karanami ki havi mi boile safiku. That was the safik. So he went back to say it's a safik, but that was the starting place. What does this mean? The shema yesh lema de mikar misapka, I thought maybe it's part of the komitz, maybe it's part of the shirayim. It's vaday a safik. It is impossible to know. The Ritva kind of speaks this out even stronger. The Ritva says like this. He also asks the question. The cave in the Sufik Amar, the Havi Mai Pshitusa Hacha Lubayin. What type of an answer is this? The Efshadachi Ka Amar, Bein Habinayim Sufik, Lefi Shehu Nidain Kipnim U Kibachutz. It is considered like both. Kisufik Bein Hashmashis. Similar to what we say about Bein HaShmashis, Hachaname Yesh Boi Mibifnim, V'yesh Boi Mibachutz, Uka Kemetz V'Shirayim Hamurav B'Yachad. It's like both of them together, says the Ritva. It is a genuine, legitimate suffix. It's fascinating. The Rogachover says the same thing. I mean, he doesn't quote the Ritva, but the Ragat Shava says that when the Gemara says it's a Safik, it means Be'etzem Bechefza Bein HaBinayim is a Safik. Right? The question was, is it part of the Ikra Komitz? Is it part of the Shirayim? Hader Pashto? It's a Safik. Meaning, in Din, it is a Safik. That's what he says. Meaning to say, it's like a Beria Bifnei Atzma Hamul Keves Miyom Delayla. Yeah, I mean, just like we say by Ben HaShmashis. We say Ben HaShmashis is Yoim and Laila. In other words, usually you think, what's Ben HaShmashis? Maybe it's Yoim, maybe it's Laila, or maybe, you know, it's a Safik, maybe it's Yoim, maybe it's Laila. The other side is, no, it is, because of the doubt, the Heftza, it is a Zman, which is Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. And therefore, you cannot treat it in Din like a regular Safik, to create a Sfek Sveika, because the nature of it is that this is Be'etzem, it's Mahus. He quotes over here, the Magine Shlomoy in Shabbos and the Maral in his Chedushim of Shabbos, that they both say the same thing, that it is Ben Hashmashes is the Heftza a Suffolk. That is the way it is. Shehagedu b'zehu shekol davar shehu bein shnei dvarim yesh boi mikoyach shneihem. It is actually, it has both of them within it. And so on. So that is the way he's coming out. He's saying, you know, Lamais the Ritva already said it, that it is the Etzem HaSafek. Rabbi Yashiv is just mayor. He says, it's a very strange thing, Hishmit kol ha'isveika der papa, the Bein HaMinayim, the Rambam, leaves it out. The Rambam leaves it out. Matzorach biur. Madua Hishmitai. Why did the Rambam, why was he mashmit this thing? I mean, the Gemara comes out that it's a Safek. I mean, the Gemara will tell us in a minute practically what was done. So, okay, it's a selfish, but okay, what do I do? I'm a Kohen, I'm doing Kamitza, I find flour between my fingers. Is that supposed to be, am I supposed to be mapped out on the Mizbeach? Or am I not? I need to know practically what to do, but, you know, why does Ram not tell me that it's a selfish and therefore do X and therefore do Y? So that is an interesting art. Let's see weiter. So says the Gemara, okay, practically speaking, Echiyavid, what should you do? Echiyavid, Z'amrim Chanina, Maktir Kaimitz L'chudei Tchila. You should first be Maktir the Kaimitz, the Iker flower, which is between your fingers, V'hadu Bein Binayim, and then be Maktir the flower, which is between your fingers. The E Amritz Beinu Binayim Bereisha, if you initially are makter the flower between your fingers. 1 second, tell me Shiraim Inu. Maybe you were makter the Shiraim first, the Havilo Shiraim Shechasru, and therefore this will be a situation of Shiraim Shechasru. And that is a problem. That is a problem. Havilo Shiraim Shechasru Bein Kamitza Laktara of Amramar. Shirayim Shechasru, if you have some of the Shirayim which was Nechsar before the actual Haktara took place, Ben Kamitz Haktara, Ein Makti Yon Alayinus HaKoyimitz, you're not allowed to be Makti the Koyimitz. If you're Makti the Shirayim first, you're not allowed to be Makti the Koyimitz. Frag the Gemara Ihaki Hashtanami. But if you're going to go in and be Makti the Koyimitz first, and the Ben HaBeinayim second, Inami Yahi Ashtanami Ikrukan, we should apply the pasuk of Kol Shemimenu Leishim. Once you've been makter, that which is supposed to go on the fire, Harehu Babal Taktiru, you're not allowed to subsequently be makter more for the Kaimitz. Once you've been makter the Kaimitz, it's a done deal. So there's Rashi about 10 lines down. Kol Shemimenu Leishim Ma'achesh Nosato Leish. Kol mishpatei harei hashirayim bebal taktiru. You're not allowed to be makta the shirayim. Dechsev loy saktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. Loy saktiru davar shenitin mimenu le'esh. Something which was already given on the esh. So what are you supposed to do? Says the Gemara, maybe you asked, what should you do? Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Eder shemen bazi, amakta le'y l'shum eitzim. So you know what you'll do? You'll be makta the kemetz first. And then the flower which was stuck between your fingers, you'll be makter to that, but not necessarily l'shem k'teris, not l'shem of the kemetz, but you'll do it l'shem eitzim. You'll do it l'shem eitzim. Rashi says, the makter le l'shem eitzim, the masne v'oimer, e shirayim ninu. If it is in fact shirayim, I'm not intending that it's brought l'shem kemetz, but rather, harehein kishar eitzim. This is a regular mincha. Well, this is a regular mincha. A shayla by kmitza, the holy around. If you've got flour stuck between your fingers, is that part of the ikar kmitz? Is that part of the shirayim? You matzah the kmitz first, and then you subsequently you make a stipulation. If this is also part of the ikar kmitz, then I would like to be makter it, the shem kach. And if it's from the Shirayim, I'm bringing it the Shem Eitzim Ba'alma. Kereb Lezer, the Tanya Blezer, Aymer, L'Reach Nichayach, Yatamale, L'Shem Eitzim. You're allowed to be Malet L'Shem Eitzim. Says the Manichal Rebbe Eliezer, that's good according to him, you have an Eitzah. But what about according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer? El Rabbanan Ma'ikel Meimar. Says the Gemara a fascinating thing. Amr of Mori, the Kamtzi Shmeini. You will use Kahanim with fat fingers. The Kamtzi Shmeini, Zagdashi. Kahanim Shmeinim. Shibsar Etzbeisein Boilet. The Dech Exel, the Dech Zev, the Ein Sham Beinim Benad. They've got chubby fingers, and therefore it's going to go ahead and prevent the flour from slipping into between the fingers and so on. Says the Gemara, well, Hashadas is Lachirim Lezenavi, Lachatrila, the Kamsi Vishmeini. So maybe that's the best thing also. Rashi says, Reb Lezenavi, Lachatrila, the Kamsi Vishmeini, Shalay Hitter, Reb Lezer, Lahale, Shirayim, Lashemaitim, Ella, Emne Tarevis, Evari, Ayla. It's only because you're stuck. It's only because you don't have another option. But once you're telling me you have this other option, maybe that's the best thing to do. So again, you know, Reb Lashas Hara comes back. Strange, why does the Rambam not tell us, you know, what to do in the case of Safik about using Kahanim with big fingers and so on? Seems strange. Let's just see one more, Shaila, and we will stop. Bein Abinayim, Pashat, Umachatz, Upazer, Hashav, Chafinis, Chaferei, Simon. Boira Papa. So we had a Shaila about Bein Abinayim, Ligabi, a regular carbon mincha. How do we treat the flour which is stuck between his fingers? Is it considered to be from the Ikra Kaimitz? Is it considered to be from the Shiraim? And what do you do? Clear it, or Papa. Beinu Binayim Shomalei Hofnav Mao. Let's now clear the Shaila Le'inyoneinu. Legabri the Kteris. Legabri the Kteris, which went between his fingers. So here you've really got two questions. In other words, he's going like this. So what's going to happen to A, the keteris between his fingers, and also between one hand and the next? Is that also considered to be that which is included within the Malay Chafnov? So, Beinu Binayim Mishal Malay Chafnov Mahu, Maika Mi Bolei, E Gamar Malay Malay Mihasam. If we learn out Malay Milay, and we say, just like by Kemetz, the extra, the additional stuff, the Birutzai is not nictar, so to buy the Chafina, the Birutzim is also possible. So you got my Malay Malay Mahazam Hainuach. So Rapapa Hachi Boile, Malay Chafnav, the Havi Boinin. So the Pasuk says, Malay Chafnav, the Havi Boinin, Vaika. Meaning the main thing the Torah says is, fill up your handfuls, your hands full of the Kteris, the Havi, the Haika. You have to do a lakicha to the k'teris. It's got to be properly within your hands. And to the extent that it's between the fingers or between the hands, maybe that's not considered that he was lakeach it, that he actually took it as such. Let's just see a couple of Rashis and we will stop. Rashi in the first wide line. Even without the Gzeira Shava, I'm wondering just simply how to read the Pasuk. You know, maybe the Pasuk should be read a particular way. And maybe from the clear inference in the Pasuk, I can understand. Rashi says, let's look at the next Rashi. V'haleka shemi'elav nichnas lebein abinayim v'hu loy niskavein. Meaning, again, the second sad was v'lokach v'hevi boinan. It's got to be that the Kohen Gadol is doing lakicha and bringing it. But that which is kind of between his hands, l'mashal, or between his fingers, he didn't really succeed. It's whatever he got within his palms, that's what he intended to bring. You know, the stuff which is between his fingers and between his hands, that's not really his ikra kavana, and therefore perhaps that's not considered to be part of the niskadish with from the chafina, and therefore maybe that's not something which should go on the gecholim. Okay, we'll call it here.
Can I ask you something?